Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, yeah. Funk Friday here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Come by and see us. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A lot of football over the next 45 minutes. We'll get into an NFL no huddle and look ahead to all the big games on Sunday. College football corner in about 15 minutes as well, in which I will give you one more reason why I love my wife so much. She's just an abs. She's the best. So we'll get to it. It's college football related.
Oh, nice.
College football related. So we'll get there in about 20 minutes. It also does relate to fans of the ACC. So there you go.
Okay.
I love my wife, and ACC football fans will want to know why.
Oh, sweet.
In 20 minutes. There's your tease. And then we'll get to picks against the spread and play some sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Andy, did you didn't go to Rainier Beach, right?
I did not go. I grew up in Rainier Beach.
Okay.
I did not go to that high school.
Okay. I saw this yesterday. So I'm going to say this. The number one basketball high school recruit is transferring to Rainier Beach High School.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
From where?
I don't know.
Just out of state?
Tyron Stokes will attend Rainier Beach High School in Washington for his senior season.
Wow. That's incredible. So they got NIL over there now?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the hell are they doing?
They were always hooking people up, but that's not unusual.
Right.
For big programs.
But yeah, they got the number one dude. I'm like, all right,
cool.
Rainier Beach.
Yeah, look, I don't know. My high school was really, really good at basketball for a long time. One state when I was a senior, Jason Terry played there,
right.
Aaron Brooks, Peyton Siva, like a lot of good players. And they just fell off. Like, haven't even made the state championship in the last 15 years. Rainier Beach right down the road, so I like that they're good.
Right.
I wish my high school was still good, but we're not good right now.
And it's the what of the Rose Bowl? Because I heard Coach Neuheisel talking today.
The 25th anniversary of the Washington Rose Bowl team that he was the coach of.
Yeah, but he said not going to be there. He said I sent a video message. I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. I mean, he did get fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Unceremoniously.
Yes.
So much so that he sued them and got like $20 million
for wrongful
termination.
They said, are you going to be there? No, I'm going to do a video right now.
Yeah, we're still not really on great terms. Which is sucks so much, man.
Yeah.
He got fired like the month before my freshman year started.
Uh-huh.
They had some good players. Remember Reggie Williams?
Yeah, man. Oh, dude.
That dude was incredible in college.
He's out there cat, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, because I met him.
Oh, yeah.
We always go down to Jacksonville.
Yeah, and he got drafted into the worst possible situation.
And hang out with Big Stroud and them and everything. He's a cool dude. Mm-hmm. He was just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little strange.
And he would get into some.
Yeah.
He'd get into a little trouble here and there as well.
Yeah.
He needed to get drafted by the Packers or something. but, yeah, that's a big weekend for them. Probably not going to hear us talk about their matchup against Purdue. Now, that makes sense because they played Purdue in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. That was Drew, right?
That was a Drew Brees team. I didn't put two and two together on that one.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Don't lose that one. Purdue hasn't beat a Power 4 team.
0-18, right? We said it last year, 19 tries.
So, don't lose that one. Anyway, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour.
Hootie hoo!
Set! All right. Week 11 started last night, and the Patriots won again. They're pretty good, man. 27-14 over the Jets. Jets are terrible.
But, yeah, they are.
Drake May is awesome. Travion Henderson had 3 touchdowns last night, and they're just really well coached, tough.
Yep. They have their head coach's mentality and everything about it. Played against Braves a long time. All right, rugged, smart, just all ball guy. And so, you know, when you look at their young quarterback and his progression, he brought the right coordinator.
Yeah.
He brought the right guy to coordinate his offense. All right. Back with what's his damn name? Josh McDaniels will never be a head coach again. He'll get consideration because somebody be Boo Boo the Fool again.
Yeah, somebody
will be Boo Boo the Fool again.
Somebody will be too
smart.
Oh,
you know what? I know this will be his fourth try, but he's learned his lesson. All right, everybody know somebody going to be Boo Boo the Fool. But I think, you know, just the way we talked about it yesterday, the Braves is all New England. He is.
Yep.
But he changed everything from 20-plus years as far as a culture, an environment of like – eggshells.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I know Braves no nonsense.
Sure.
But at the same time, he can, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, let his hair down.
I'm sure there's like similarities between the way that things are run just because.
You remember Andy when he beat Bill Belichick with some rule like that?
Yeah,
like Bill Belichick's read the rule,
right.
The rule,
he's
but cover
the guy
to cover.
That does that to people.
Yes.
And Vrabes did
and
that.
And Vrabes
to him.
Got him.
Exactly. But the reason that it works is because that's how Vrabel is.
Yeah.
Like he's not impersonating someone else.
No.
He's set a culture that reflects his own beliefs and values,
right,
and who he is as a player and coach and all that kind of stuff, and that's how it works. I mean, you can only go so far doing an impression of somebody else. You gotta be yourself in order to have it work the way that it has. They're 9-2. I don't know, ahead of schedule just because it doesn't normally happen that fast.
Right.
But when you have a guy who's that good at it, and they've made the right choices on defense, and like you said, got the right coordinators. Drake May is really good. Like,
they're without what's my big guy name? Was it Bazemore?
Barmore.
Barmore. Yeah, they're without him right now still with the unfortunate his health situation. But
shout out Kent Bazemore.
Yeah,
too,
man,
by the way.
They're good though, man. They're good. They're good.
The Commanders and the Dolphins start the action at 9:30. Live from Madrid. They're playing at the Bernabeu. That's where Real Madrid plays.
They don't deserve this game.
No, they don't.
And I mean it in a bad way.
Yeah, they deserve better.
They deserve better than the damn Commanders and the damn Dolphins.
I agree.
But I'm just telling you right now, man, Mike McDaniels is making a great cause to Stephen Ross. Hey, man, let me keep my job.
Yeah.
Let me keep my job.
I can work through adversity.
Yeah, man. Ain't mad at him, man. Yeah. And he's definitely done that. I think the big one is, you know, there's so many big games. You were talking about
it's
it yesterday, man. I like this Tampa Bay. Can Tampa run the ball? Because Buffalo can't stop a nosebleed. Buffalo needs this game.
How's Tampa's because they've been dealing with injuries everywhere.
They're
how's their running backs?
Oh, I don't. They're down.
Bucky might play.
Bucky might play.
And
okay.
Then Rashad White has been banged up too. Those guys are both really good.
Yes, they are.
They're injury prone for sure. But yeah, that's a good one between the Bills and the Bucks.
CJ Stroud's out again, Andy, with the concussion. Oh. Davis Mills is going to start again against the Titans.
I know that everybody knows this, but it hasn't been mentioned. That man has a long neck.
Yes.
It's a very, very
long neck. Yes, he does, dude. He can hula hoop with his neck.
No problem seeing over the line of scrimmage
none
for him.
At all, dog. He could be on his knees and still look over that long-ass neck.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah. Seahawks-Rams at 4 o'clock.
I love it.
That's a big one, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Seahawks are undefeated on the road.
Yes.
The Rams are playing real – they might be the best team in the NFC.
It's a possibility.
At this point, the way Stafford's playing.
That's what I was going to say, Andy. I mean, nobody's playing quarterback like him as good as Matt. He hasn't thrown interceptions since week 4.
Really?
Yes, 20 touchdowns, no interceptions. Yeah, that's how good he has been.
Wow.
He's been outstanding. That defense is playing really well. And this Seattle, I mean, they're good.
They're
a good football team, a lot of young studs. We know the receiver position. And Sam Darnold, man, I mean, I know where I am out of that. Well, Sam Darnold's in the quarterbacks. I don't know. Like, I can forgive that last year's playoff game when he was with Minnesota, those last 2 weeks, because he's playing his ass off.
Yeah, no, he I think he's justified all of it. He's just a good quarterback.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba having a historic start to this
year. He's over a G already.
He's over 1,000 yards already. He's had 75-plus in every single game so far. There's three guys that have ever done that. I think Jerry Rice.
Randy Moss.
Yeah, something like that. It was like a crazy list that he's on with the way that he started this year. So, yeah, they got a lot of firepower on that team. And when those running backs are healthy, when Charbonnet and Ken Walker are healthy.
Yes. I think that's always the key right there. Obviously, Denver going hosting Kansas City. Denver can pretty much wrap up the AFC West, in my opinion, if they win the ball game.
Kansas City needs to win this game. Yeah, because they're not only is Denver kind of, you know, they're 8-2 and all that.
Yes.
Kansas City's 5-4.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
You know, you don't get to wait forever to turn it on. Like, you got to, at some point, you got to turn it on.
Yeah, man. So they're up against it, man. I think we always give the benefit to Andy Reid and them.
Yeah.
Bo Nix got to play good, man. But, I mean, that defense can hold up. That defense is going to get some plays and get some stops against Patrick Mahomes. Bo Nix, and it was crazy because we've been saying this 3 weeks. Bo Nix accuracy is going to be the key to whether Denver can win this thing.
Yeah.
Because they're so good everywhere else.
They are. Their defense
so good.
Is incredible.
They're so good. Their offensive line is good. They can run the ball. They got nice receivers. It's him. He's got to be able to. And they got Sean Payton. As much as I want to kick him in his feet, in his teeth, the man can coach his ass off.
He's
a hell of a damn ball coach.
He can be a jerk and a good coach.
Yes, he's a damn good ball coach.
Yeah, but they've been skin of their teeth in it a lot.
They have
lately. I don't think they can do that against.
Are they
Kansas
like?
City.
Oh no! They gotta have to put they're gonna put Kansas City away.
Are they like who?
Washington last year.
I could get behind that. Sure, yeah, I could get behind that. And then the Lions and the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. Dan Campbell still calling plays, or did he hand it back over?
I don't know.
Okay,
but do.
The Eagles going to throw it to A.J. Brown at all?
Are they going to force it? That was going to be the next question. Are they going to force the ball to A.J. Brown?
Because that's what happened last time. After the last time he did, like, the cryptic tweet thing, they threw it to him and Devontae Smith too much and totally abandoned the run and they lost the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't do that. I mean, to do what works. They got Saquon going a little bit last week.
Yeah, they've switched up so much. We talk about the adjustment. They're in the center a lot more. They're running Saquon more from the dot position instead of on Jalen Hurts right or left. They do a lot more of that. But, I mean, the defense for Detroit is – they're good. They're like fifth in the league in sacks, so you know they got the game breaker right there. How healthy –
who else is top five in the league in sacks?
The Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons?
Yes.
I know no one cares, but it's true.
How healthy is the Eagles offensive line? Because Lane Johnson went out last game. He plays the tackle where Aiden Hutchinson rushes.
Yeah.
And so how healthy is that guy? I think this is going to be one. It's going to be a close ass game.
Yeah, it should be a really.
It's going to be a really good close ass game.
A fitting Sunday Night Football primetime end to the week, and then the opposite on Monday night.
Oh God!
The Cowboys and the Raiders.
Cowboys and the Raiders.
I know they're the Cowboys. I get it. I understand the star and all that stuff, but they only play nationally televised games.
Yeah.
I mean, every game is nationally televised, but you know what I mean. Like standalone.
Yes.
Like,
but I mean,
they suck.
This is a classic matchup.
Stop making me watch them.
But this is a classic matchup. The Cowboys and the Raiders.
It's true. Great jersey matchup.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be, you know, they're gonna have all those, like 1970 films and everything in the pregame and stuff like that.
If those teams were playing.
Yeah.
That'd be fun on Monday night.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's these guys.
They are pretty awful.
These guys.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com.
All right. We'll come back.
NFL.
We'll talk some college football. A ton of good games tomorrow as well. Texas and Georgia, the headliner of the weekend, but a lot of good ones. We'll get into as many of them as we possibly can next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Anthony and Randy with you here. Friday afternoon live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, where it's starting to fill up, man. The bar is starting to fill up. People may be leaving work a little early. Weather's nice. Big football weekend. Everybody's hanging out. Where are you? Why aren't you here?
Yeah, bring
your Don't have FOMO. Come hang out.
Come on down here, man. I'm just looking at because Pitt is playing. Pitt's hosting Notre Dame tomorrow.
Correct.
And then I was looking at the schedule, and then the Steelers have a 1 o'clock game tomorrow, too. Because you remember last, was it a month ago?
On Sunday?
On Sunday.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. On Sunday. So I'm like, you remember a month ago, I was complaining about that field up there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be just in great shape after that.
Jeez,
after Notre Dame,
no
Pitt,
kidding.
And then you got Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. But I saw the guest pickers. Aaron Donald, which is awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yes, love me some Aaron Donald.
That's,
man.
That's
a retiring
home run.
His jersey or something, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
So it's going to be a big deal, even though the coach said it's not.
That's why you may hear me picking Notre Dame in our next segment.
Yeah, even though the coach said it's not a big deal.
I don't know how many teams win big games the Saturday after their coach says, I don't care if we get beat 110-10.
Yes.
It's like, all right,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
interesting tactic.
Yeah, all right. So, tell me about what this is.
So here's what's going on. Here's what's going on with my wife and another reason why I love her so much. App State plays James Madison tomorrow.
That's right.
That is a big game for a lot of different reasons. It's a rival back in when they were D2 days and all that stuff, and they would play – I think they played in the national championship game a couple times.
Probably.
And obviously James Madison's still very good. App is not particularly good right now, so she's nervous about the matchup. And she texted me a box score, and she was like, I'm still thinking about this one. I thought it was last year because they blew a pretty – either last year or the year before, App blew a pretty big lead to James Madison. And I was like, yeah, I remember that game last year. She goes, no, this is from 2008. And I was like, so you're just sitting there at work right now thinking about a football game from 2008? She was like, yeah, I was there, and I haven't gotten over it. And I was like, God, I love you with every ounce of my being. What a sicko. Like, she's at work thinking about a football game from almost 20 years ago.
And looking up the box score.
And, like, she, you know, she's not like a doctor. She's not like – she doesn't have the life or death job. But she has a pretty hard job.
Yeah.
Like, she's literally producing a TV show right now.
And she's thinking about the damn game.
She's not thinking about the TV show.
Right.
She's thinking about what James Madison did to come back down 14 in the fourth quarter in 2008.
Wow.
Anyway, James Madison, though – is one of the non-Power 5 schools that could get a playoff spot.
Yeah, man.
And I heard them talking on Tuesday night about how if things break wrong in the ACC, they might not be one of the five highest-ranked conference champions, and James Madison might be. So, all that to say, fans of ACC schools need to be rooting for App State tomorrow.
Okay.
Because they want James Madison to lose. You don't need James Madison ranked higher than like a ACC champion Duke or something like that.
Man.
Like somehow Duke wins the ACC championship game, but they have four losses and they're not ranked.
Ew.
And then you don't even get an ACC team in the playoff. Like it's far-fetched, but it's not impossible that could happen.
Ew.
Yeah. So anyway.
Ew.
I love my wife.
I do.
You know what else we're doing?
What's that?
Because her folks are coming to town.
Nice.
Because Lily has a choir performance at church on Sunday morning. So they're coming. And Julie's retired now, so they have a little bit more freedom to hang out and all that. we're going to go on a date night tomorrow night.
Hell yeah.
And you know what date night's going to be? We're going to go to a sports bar and watch the Georgia game. I mean.
Dude, that's double love.
How? I mean, come on.
That double cup love.
I was like, what do you think about this? And she's like, oh, that sounds really fun. Who's Georgia playing? I was like, Texas. She's like, oh, that's a big game. We should go to, I don't know where we're going to go, but we're going to go somewhere.
Don't matter, dude.
I know. I was like, yeah, that, yes. What? Yeah, that, let's go.
Freaking.
I know. If I could marry her again, I would.
I know you would, dude. I know you would. I'm like, these, like, I got to go out tonight, but it's for a function I got to do tonight with some of the boys. But other than that, no, I'm going to be chilling. Oh, I got to text my partner back because he hit me this morning and said he got an extra Texas ticket. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want to go. Nobody trying to go be in all that madness on the damn up and damn Athens. I'm good. I'm good on that, brother. You can have all that. Randy will be at the crib watching and screaming in the basement with my damn son.
Yeah, I mean, that game's not going to get over till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, then my man Cleo that does all the
– Who would be fun to be there, though.
But he orders all the fights, so I don't have to order another big fight.
Okay.
He's a big fight guy, so he's ordering the Haney fight. So I'm like, well, hell, after the Georgia game, by the time I get up there, Haney will be fighting. So, yeah, I'm all in on that.
Oh, yeah, so you're good.
Yeah, man.
You're taken care of for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to be a fun weekend. I can't go hard in the paint tonight. If I don't go hard in the paint tonight, I'll be good.
Okay, yeah, then, yeah, because it's going to be hard to go back-to-back.
Yeah, I'll be good.
Make it till midnight tomorrow night and all that.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I know I can, but I don't feel like paying that price.
I'm saying – You cannot. I'm saying I believe that you can take a night easy tonight.
Oh, nah. Oh, no. We're going to go in on night because I'm going to be with my boys.
Oh, so then you're not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to be with my boys tonight, man.
So you are going to go hard in the paint.
But it ain't going to be hard like I usually go hard.
I don't know. Yeah. Sounds like it might be.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll probably be my boys tonight, so.
Sounds like an Uber driver is going to have an interesting conversation. The way home. All right. So, obviously, Texas, Georgia. We spent a lot of time talking about that throughout the week. Riding to Ballsy, great stuff in the 11 o'clock hour. And we'll get even deeper into breaking down some of the matchup at 1 o'clock. So, don't think we're ignoring that in this segment. We'll get back more into that in about half an hour. Oklahoma at Alabama.
Yes.
Some of and we talked a bit about that earlier. Oklahoma needs to win, obviously, to keep their postseason hopes alive. Alabama has had just a great season following one of the worst starts you can imagine in that first game against Florida State. They're playing really, really well. And I don't know. I think it's going to be a good game, but I think Alabama is playing some really good ball right now. And I also think we talked about this beginning of the year. They're on that revenge tour from last year. All the teams that beat them, and Oklahoma beat them handily last year and ultimately cost them a playoff spot.
Right.
I think that's on their minds.
I think the thing with it is – because of how good Oklahoma's defense is against the run, and knowing that Alabama does not run the ball like you expect them to with jamming those boys. Ty Simpson's been outstanding. He's been outstanding this year. His biggest thing has been turnovers, fumbles.
Ty Simpson, he's lost a fumble in each of the last four games.
So that's a big deal, you know. And then, I mean, before Mateer got injured, he was the leading candidate for Heisman, and he ran more. I think he had like 90 yards against Tennessee. They had a bye week. Has that thumb healed anymore? You know, and obviously he's such a great dual threat guy that puts you that keeps you guessing in those things. I think it's gonna be a close game.
I do too.
I like. I think Bama still wins this game, but I think it's gonna be closer because I think Mateer. I'm interested in where he is because he was rolling.
And that's a huge factor.
Then they rushed him back for the Texas game, and he looked like
he was. Yeah, he shouldn't have played,
and he looked like it. Yeah. So.
Credit to him for trying to do that from a toughness standpoint, but he had no business playing in that football game. I feel like Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas, Georgia, both kind of play out similarly. Like they're going to be kind of grinded out, points at a premium, like first to, I don't know, if any team scores 27 even, you're winning that game. Between the four of them, who do you think scores the most points? Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas, and Georgia.
Well, I hope it's Georgia.
Well, I know you hope it's Georgia. And maybe it will be. Maybe it will be Georgia. But, like, I mean, I could see Georgia winning against Texas, like, 27-17.
Right.
And I could see Alabama beating Oklahoma, like, 20-12 or something like that. Like, I think both those games, especially that one, are going to be kind of old-school slobber knockers.
I think it's, like, conservative ball control field position type games.
Plus, both those defenses are really good.
They are.
And, Oklahoma has, like,
elite
game record
they're
NFL elite, dudes yeah. on the
they're,
edge.
They're an elite defense.
Notre Dame Pitt, I mean, I know we kind of teased
well,
it a little
Pitt,
bit.
Pitt has one of the best run defenses in America. We yep. understand that. And we know what
and a fun quarterback, too.
And he's a – how many stars is this for
six.
Him? Six. Okay. And I know that, you know, the key for Notre Dame is the ability to run Love and those boys. Yeah. I mean, I know we're talking about Narduzzi, they ain't big enough deal and all those different things. I don't think that have an effect on how his team comes out and plays his game. I just think Notre Dame's better.
I do, too.
I think Notre Dame's better.
Yeah, Pitt's in an interesting spot. I know, you know, we've brought it up a couple times this week, and it's been pretty well talked about, but they've got Notre Dame tomorrow, and then they've got Georgia Tech, who obviously has playoff aspirations and a path, and then they've got Miami in the final week of the season. Go on a dream-killing spree in the final month of the year if they get hot. And then, obviously, that would give them a path to the playoff as well. Georgia Tech back at it after a bye week and obviously coming off that tough loss a couple weeks ago to NC State. Great place to be
yes.
in this situation, playing Boston College.
Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, I used to live in Chestnut Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Nice neighborhood. Not a good football team.
They need to go and beat the hell out of Boston College. They beat the hell out of them and get some of that pounding off of Haynes King because they got a tough pit team coming in next week. And so can they go out and take care of that? But I like Tech to go up there and rebound. What is this? It's a 16.5 line. I like it right around there.
Yeah, I do
right
too. Around there. You know another one that's interesting? Obviously, I think it's pretty lopsided talent-wise. Florida at Ole Miss, but interesting from the Lane Kiffin perspective, right? Like one of the schools that think they're going to get him. Does Florida beating Ole Miss help them get Lane Kiffin
yes.
in the long run?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you look across the field and it's like, damn, I don't know. They're terrible and they're still talented.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I saw that, you know, is DJ Lagway going to play this game?
They're not sure.
Because he got bitched last
yeah,
game.
Yeah, he might not be the starter.
Rightfully so because he was freaking awful. Uh-huh. But, you know.
He's going to transfer somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Lane comes in, does he?
Well, maybe.
Well, hell, if Lane comes, Lane's bringing one of them quarterbacks with him.
Yeah, he probably bringing Chambliss with him.
Yeah, yeah. Lane's bringing a quarterback with him if he comes to Florida.
The Lagway offseason is going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Miami.
He's talented.
Yes.
He's super talented.
Miami don't trick off to NC State. They look like ass the first quarter last week. Carson Beck complaining and everything. There's the out-athleted Syracuse. Don't go trick that one off.
Iowa at USC.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that
another
one.
Another test for USC.
You might hear about that one.
Iowa just, you know what they want to do.
Yep.
And they did it to Oregon last
yep.
week. Now, granted, the weather played a factor in it, but Oregon was tough enough to win in the end. I think USC is pretty good, but, you know, Iowa's going to try to bully them.
Yep.
You know how they like to play.
That is the one.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll see. We'll make some picks against
the South Carolina put up a fight?
I hope so. I hate the way their season is gone.
I
like their coach. I like their quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were supposed to be fun, and they're like, what are they, like 3-7 or whatever?
3-6.
3-6.
1-6 in the SEC.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll make picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, 20 minutes away from the big story of the day,
Money!
In which we will get back into the Georgia and Texas matchup Saturday night in Athens. Keys to a Falcons victory coming up at 1:20 as well. Chief among them being just please. Please win.
That's it.
Key
That's
number
it.
One. Please, please win.
That's it.
Hour away from the AMA as well. We'll make some picks against the spread and play Sports Jeopardy in a minute.
It's crazy because we were just talking about, because obviously it's going to be some changes in transfer portal, all that other crap.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to be, like, we're talking about the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was like, do you think Lenoris, because we just talking about South Carolina, A, thinks he's transfer. I'm like, well, is he the next guy in Miami after Carson Lee?
Could be.
Could be. Also, you love the kid out of North Texas. Everybody's talking about him.
Yeah, Mestemaker.
I think that, you know, when we were talking about Lane Kiffin, if he leaves, he's taking one of them quarterbacks with him.
Yeah, and then the other one, well, I guess if he takes Chambliss with him, then Austin Simmons would stay and be starter.
Why would he do that? He just gave that guy my job.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss, y'all let him.
Maybe he would leave, too.
Maybe leave, too. What's yeah. Maybe a Cali kid?
I don't know. Bo was saying he wants him in the Bayou. So.
That's going to be my next one. Like, Nesmeyer's out. Well, who goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of
– It's going to be musical chairs.
Pugliese
There's
here,
going to
Georgia.
Be a lot of – yeah, yeah, Pugliese could yeah. could leave. Yeah, no, there's going to be a lot of movement. And we were talking about Lagway, you know.
Yep.
Obviously the
yeah.
the coach that recruited him and, you know, part of the reason why you kept Napier was because of Lagway.
Where's Aguilar in Tennessee? Is this last year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he I could be wrong.
Okay.
Well, because he – I don't remember. I'm not sure. But, yeah, he's had a nice year too. So,
yeah,
who knows? Who knows, man? It's the wild, wild west every single offseason in college football.
Rob their own brother.
All right, Abe. Abe's going to take a quick break from watching the college cross-country championships.
Cross-country championship,
and
let us baby.
Know how we did last week.
The regional I'm following is not even being streamed. I'm literally tracking it.
Damn, dog.
Can you gamble on that? Like, is that something that you can get
I'm pretty sure you can.
I would have.
I'm pretty sure you can.
I would have on a couple of these runners I'm familiar with. Anyways, Randy, 4-0.
Yeah.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Out to 24-19.
Get you some. I told you I was coming back.
For the first time this season, fairly out over 500. 24-19-1. Bo is 22-22. I am 22-22. Andy, 19-25.
Why don't you let us know what everybody went last week?
I went 2-2 then.
Bo
right?
went 3-1.
Okay.
I and Andy and myself went 2-2.
Thank you okay. very much. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to highlight your 4-0 more.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did not realize I went 4-0 until you said it.
I went 2-0 in my college picks and then 0-2 in my NFL picks.
Yeah.
I was feeling good on Saturday. I was like, all right, maybe I could start working my way back towards 500.
Right.
Nope. But 500 for me is a good week, so I'm happy that I went to it.
Money! Okay, so this week I'm going to go with I'm going to take Iowa at +6.5.
Ooh, I like that
versus
one too.
UCLA. It's just how Iowa is. I think USC wins the game.
I do too.
Like 13-10.
Yeah, Iowa's
like
such a tough team to play.
Yeah, man. Give me BYU -4.5 versus ECU. That's the late game.
That line changed this morning because I have it. You're 3.5.
I'll
you're benefiting.
Yeah, even better.
Give me the Bears +2.5 versus Minnesota. I think the Bears are playing really good. And the text I just got from Uncle Dave, he said that the Raiders will beat the Cowboys. But give me the Cowboys. Minus 3.5 on Monday night versus the Raiders.
Insider Uncle Dave. He's always got the insight. I got Notre Dame -12.5 at Pitt. Pitt's coach said he doesn't care if they lose by 100. So I don't know, man. That's not the pep talk I'm looking for.
All right, guys. Bring it up. Bring it in. Okay, now, I know that winning is everything. But not this Saturday.
Not today. Who cares? Just don't get hurt. Yeah, so I'm taking Notre Dame. I also think Notre Dame is that much better than Pitt as well. Indiana -28.5 against Wisconsin. Wisconsin got a win last week in a snowstorm. Indiana's going to bring them back down to earth tomorrow. I got the Chargers -2.5 at the Jags and the Steelers -4.5 versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm not a big fan of big point spreads, but Texas A&M's pretty good at football, so give me them over South Carolina.
Yeah. What is that line?
17.5.
Ooh. Okay.
Give me Bama -5.5 versus Oklahoma. Give me the Dolphins -2.5 over the Commanders in Madrid. Give me the Texans -5.5 at the Titans.
I'm going to take Duke -5.5 against Virginia.
Okay.
Although I was hoping Virginia's starting quarterback would still be hurt. Looks like he is going to play. I aligned with Randy on the BYU -3.5 against TCU. Give me the Rams -3.5 against the Seahawks.
That's in L.A., right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it don't damn matter.
And I really didn't like a second line, and I can't imagine it goes much worse. I'm going to take the Falcons -3.5.
I like it.
Against the Panthers. Like, they got to win this game. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I like it.
God, I hope so.
I like it.
We'll get there at 120. Yes.
I like it.
I like it. I like it, too.
I like it.
I don't like it.
Oh,
let's play Sports Jeopardy. I was looking at the over-under in that Duke-Virginia game. 59.5. They're expecting fireworks. Is Virginia's defense bad?
Yeah.
They are?
Okay. No.
They're not great, but they're not bad.
Well, I got my college football fantasy playoff start tomorrow. And I got Mensa. I picked up Mensa a couple weeks ago.
I'm telling you, dog, we can work around it now. I can get some of my players.
Yeah, I would love that. Randy's team, sadly, it was close, did not make the playoffs in the college fantasy league.
My fantasy days are pretty much wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all took the joy out of it for me.
We ruined it. All right. Oh, yeah, let me let you know that Picks Against the Spread every Friday brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Andy.
Randy. All right, boys. There is one team in FBS that is still winless. 0-10 on the season. They play in the MAC. Who is it?
Huh.
Wow.
They lost by 42 points 2 days ago. And they kicked a field goal down 40.
Oh, damn. Actually, I saw that.
I know. I'm giving a lot of context clues here. They shot off fireworks after they kicked the field goal.
Randy. Was it Akron?
That may be who they lost to.
Oh, yeah. I don't even.
I think they gave up 45 to Akron.
Damn it. I saw people tweeting about them lighting off fireworks.
They shot off fireworks after
down
a
field 45
goal.
And kicked a field goal. That's really funny. I forget. Is it Tulsa?
No, UMass.
They're not even in the MAC.
I think they're Conference
UMass.
USA.
That's
UMass.
Right. That's
UMass.
Right. That's right.
I know Kennesaw has a big game this weekend against Jacksonville State.
Uh-huh.
Do they have a shot to get in?
No, but they can be bowl eligible and
bowl
conference title
thought,
and all that.
No, I thought they were bowl eligible last week.
But conference title, they're not going to get in. No.
Highest ranked.
Would you like to see
champion?
That? Would you like to see a fifth seeded Georgia take on Kennesaw State
Man,
in the first round of the playoff?
Do you know how litty that game would be?
It'd be crazy.
Seats would be empty.
I think Georgia State actually is the biggest school in the state. I was going to say the two biggest schools in the state.
Beat the hell out of. Well, we would anyway. We would murder them.
UMass. UMass, a terrible football program, the Minutemen.
Have they ever been good?
No. Man. No.
Which
I think Victor Cruz went there.
He did. Yeah.
Which NFL's franchise's career passing leader has the fewest yards?
Say it again?
Oh, Andy.
Which NFL franchise, Andy?
Is it Jim McMahon? Bears.
Team. No, okay. That is incorrect.
Okay.
What NFL franchise's career passing leader has the fewest yards? Less than 20,000.
Oh, who?
With that team.
Dang. Oh, with that team.
Right.
I'm still confused. So, okay, say one time.
Which NFL has
NFL team
the career passing leader for that franchise has the fewest passing yards?
Oh,
it's not the Bears.
It's not the Bears.
Really, it's not the Bears.
Oh man, I would have thought the Bears. Career lowest. Jacksonville.
That is incorrect. The Buccaneers. It's Jameis Winston.
Okay.
And he had like 19,000 and change.
Yeah, I guess they just haven't had.
Jim McMahon threw for over 19,000?
Honestly, I would not be surprised if like Rex Grossman were the Bears' career leader. I don't know if that's true.
Jay Cutler.
Or Cutler.
Or Cutler.
Jay Cutler, yeah.
The battle for the golden egg is more commonly referred to as what rivalry game?
I know this answer. The golden egg. Randy.
Randy.
Is it Mississippi State, Mississippi, Ole Miss?
The Egg Bowl. That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to guess.
Yes. Randy's out 2-1, nothing lead. Yeah.
I knew that it was called the Egg Bowl. I didn't know it was the battle for the golden egg. That's funny.
What does new Braves manager Walt Weiss have in common with catcher Drake Baldwin?
Randy.
Randy.
They both won Rookie of the Year.
Randy. 2-0. That is correct. Very good.
I did not know the answer, but damn
really?
It.
Really? You said that you so confidently.
I thought for sure you had
like,
read it.
So much that it sounded like you had heard that today.
No, I did not. Like
I definitely thought he had read it.
I damn so guessed.
Walt Weiss was on the station today, by the way, if you want to check out the interview on the website.
Great interview.
Only two players in the NFL currently have double-digit sacks. Name either one of them.
Randy.
Randy.
Brian Burns.
It's not the one I thought you were going to go with, but that is correct.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett, Brian Burns.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett had most of them.
But I saw this yesterday, and I was like, damn, I didn't know Brian Burns. But
he was really sad about Daboll getting fired.
Yes. But then you know who, like, all that trash talk, you know who got half a sack? Abdul. Dog, I didn't realize the crap this kid tried to pull.
Who?
Abdul.
Carter? What did he do?
This dude tried to get 56.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that.
He tried to get 11.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all like, do something before you get there.
Yeah, these are the legends of the franchise.
You got a half a damn sack.
You're just going to fall for this?
What?
He's got a 3-0 lead.
Oh, you're right.
He's dribbling out the clock here.
No, I was
talking about Carter's
story.
He's roping open.
I don't do delay tactics.
God. I can't help but converse.
Which NFL player famously returned a fumble to the wrong end zone?
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, my God. Can I say the team?
No.
Oh my God!
You can say the team because I don't know.
It might help bunk, but it won't give you credit.
I know he played for Vikings. He's a judge now.
Huh?
Oh my
really?
God! No. Paige played for the Chiefs. Oh, it's gonna kill me. Oh, it's gonna eat at me.
Based on Andy's reaction, you shouldn't say anything that might lead him in the right direction.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he knows.
I mean, I've seen the play. Yeah, I have no idea what the guy's name is.
Go ahead, man.
Walker.
Jim Marshall.
Jim Marshall.
All right, Bunk, you need to rattle off a couple here. Name one of the three coaches, they don't have to be active, that has over 180 career NFL wins but a losing postseason record.
Randy.
Huh. Randy.
Marty Schottenheimer?
Oh, that was going to be my guess.
That is correct.
Yeah. Dang it. That's a great one. Yeah.
Chuck Knox and Mike Tomlin are the others.
My dad used to talk so much trash about Marty Schottenheimer.
So did everybody else.
Yeah. It's like so negative about
it. Yeah, because Marty would crap the bed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right.
This is a childhood memory that I have. My dad trash-talking Marty Schottenheimer.
Randy's going to win. We're going to try and get Bunk on the board here.
Yeah, let's not get
with 44.5 points per game, which college football team currently leads the nation?
Indiana.
All right. Great job.
We did it.
1 point. Randy wins 4-1.
Trivia on a Friday. Twerking on Friday.
And what people don't know is Randy's in this bar twerking right now.
Hey, man. It's Friday. It's Friday.
He's good at it. See, I'm weird.
I'm over there looking like Gilly when he's on stage.
Okay. Final hour coming up next. Lot to get to. Georgia, Texas at 1. We'll get keys to a Falcons victory at 1:20. The AMA to wrap things up. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.